Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. I have Jenny Wood, our Haywood County Schools Foundation Director, with me today. And Jenny's been very, very busy lately. And I just, you know, with Tropical Storm Fred hitting our county and all the devastation, Jenny's group with the Schools Foundation, they're always out helping others and helping our community, and she's so involved in so many efforts within that. But I'm telling you, this has been a rough couple of weeks, Jenny.
It has. It's just been, I hope we never have to go through this kind of, this kind of ordeal again, because it has been. You know, one good thing is that our community, they just get behind our school system, and they want to support our schools and our kids and our buildings and our employees, and they get behind and just, I'm overwhelmed with the amount of phone calls and emails and text messages of people just wanting to help. How could they help? And so that is a bright light in our, when we have to go through something like the flood.
Tell the listeners, just if they've just tuned in for a first time, about the School Foundation, just briefly, your position and what the foundation does.
Okay, so our mission is to provide educational opportunities for Haywood County Consolidated Schools. So all 15 of our schools, whatever they need, we're going to help them get that. Whether, and we try to focus on instruction as one of our goals, recruitment and retention as one of our goals, and needy children or the needs of our students is another one of our goals. So we really try to, if it's within those boundaries, we try to help wherever we can. And last year we were able to give back $500,000 to the school system in one form or another. And but I'm very proud of our school system our school's foundation and school system. When I took over in 2011 as the executive director, we had a little over $1 million in assets, and now we have over $8 million. And that's Haywood County. And there is a nonprofit on every other street in Haywood County, which is a good thing. But our community, they will support our school system in our needs. So and the flood, they did not run short on the flood for help either. So
I love the foundation. I think it always feels like a way, when tragedy strikes, a way to give back to an organization that you know the money's going to go to the right people. I know so many people call me, what can I do? And I know Jenny, the money that is diverted through her will be used to help flood victims in one way or another. Yeah. I mean, you know, that Tuesday, our first full day of school, we'd had a half day on Monday and Tuesday, and then that afternoon the floods struck. We were out 3 days that week. You know, at one point we had 200 people displaced, students and staff, and that number is still up there. And so just a lot of needs. But I'm telling you, the outpouring of support initially, just volunteers in the community, cleanup efforts. We had DPI visit yesterday. We took them to Bethel, Middle, Pisgah, and to see Central Haywood because they are displaced out of their building right now. They're temporarily located at Waynesville Middle. And for them to see Crusoe and that community and talk to those principals and one student at Bethel Middle, I think it was pretty riveting for them to see the destruction that's still left. And so that's the sad part and the tragedy. But again, I know Mr. Connor, our principal of the year yesterday, gave a great speech at our Teacher of the Year banquet about recovery and what's your recovery going to be. And so I think we're well on our way to recovery. But I want you just to tell our listeners about kind of what our current needs are, and then just thank some of the people that have just gone over and above. Yeah.
And you're right about the recovery, and Mr. Connor's speech does just go right along with how we've had to recover, because right off the bat, everybody in our whole school system, what do our students need? What do our students who live in Crusoe, what do they need? What are their immediate needs? How can we get them a place to stay tonight? How can we get them food? And just straight to our kids and our employees rescue who were immediately affected. And that just spoke volumes. Then, you know, after a day and you start looking at Pisgah Memorial Stadium and Central Haywood and our our facilities and our buildings that were destroyed. You get a plan of there's just people showing up, just shoveling mud.
Yes.
And those efforts just count. They do, and they make a difference, even in just a little way. Every one of those efforts make a difference, and so we're so thankful for that. We've even had school systems. Lincoln County Schools drove a box truck up here of water and hygiene products and whatever Wow. we needed from 2 hours away, and drove it straight to us to use however we needed for our students and our employees in our schools, just to get back on track. And we've had other school systems do the same thing, and we're just so appreciative. So appreciative of that.
Yeah, and our students have organized through our student government, I know at Pisgah, and our band, and just several, just to try to get relief and supplies. And I know, Jeannie, you've been taking a lot of monetary donations mm-hmm. that people feel on their heart to give, because you know that there are things that we're going to need to buy. And FEMA FEMA is in town now, right. and they are helping with recovery efforts, but there's a process to that, and it can take a lot of time, and we've got some immediate needs. So.
We do, and we know there are things that the FEMA and our insurance are not going to cover. Anything from the gators at the football field to band equipment, or just mowers, things that we know are not going to be covered under those two specific aids. And so so far the foundation has deposited close to $40,000 in donations that can help and go towards those kinds of things. And every day I'll get a phone call. I've had people just show up at my office writing a check for $5,000, just wanting to help because their grandson graduated from Central Haywood, and the teachers were so good to him. And because of Central Haywood, he was successful. And that's our main goal. And our community we want to get our kids back in those hallways, and we want to get our kids and our players back on that field. Pisgah Memorial Stadium is a beacon of tradition. I mean, mm-hmm. It is the staple in Canton. And so we want to get our kids and our community back on that field as quickly as possible. But it's going to take time, and it's going to take a lot of money.
And I know Jeannie's writing grants right now, mm-hmm. even to buy any other supplies right. and that might
we're
be
just,
needed.
Yeah, we know that once it's all said and done, where it's going to be hard to get it back to exactly the way we had it, even though that's what we want.
But I appreciate your efforts, and just already we're traveling down that road. We're already, collecting donations. Mm-hmm. We'll have money there when we need it. And guys, I mean, when you're a principal in Haywood County and having done that for a little bit, if I ever had a kid that needed one thing, all I did was call Jeannie, and I'm like, this kid needs this, a book, they need whatever. I mean, she had those resources to mm-hmm. get anything really that a kid needed.
Right. And the school system doesn't have all that. They don't have any flexibility with how they spend their money or what they get. And so you having a foundation in a school system is just so beneficial.
Especially
for everyone,
in times like this.
Especially in times like this, but yes. for everyone.
Yes.
And so our community just continues to amaze me with this amount of support and that they give. And, this is just the school system. This does not even include, the Hope for Haywood, which is a whole nother organization that is trying to help with flood relief. But if any of our listeners want to help, what we're asking right now is, because we're having to go through this process, and we already know there are things that they won't cover, that they have already said that they're not going to cover, we're asking for donations, just monetary donations at this point, so that when we get to the time where we need to start replacing things that were not covered, we'll have a little cushion to do that with. I can't tell you exactly what that bit would be right now until we go through that process with the insurance and with FEMA. We just don't know. But the money does go into the account, deposited in the flood relief account, and it will not be accessed until we have a need.
And only used for that.
And only used for that, yes, so. 100%. I just talked with the principals about getting gift cards, because that was another thing. The community just has taken tons of gift cards, and I'm talking like $10,000 in gift cards to give to our families.
We're so appreciative.
We are. It's just amazing. But that can only be used for flood relief victims. We're not going to hold on to those gift cards for any other reason. We're going to get them to our flood families.
And I know so many of them have. Is not one principal. I think it was Ms. Hollingsworth at Bethel Elementary said, this is not a race. This is going to be a marathon. And these kids are going to need things throughout the years to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very thankful for all your support through the foundation. I just want the community to know there's just been a huge outpouring, but we're still going to have a lot of needs.
If
it's on your heart and you want to earmark funds for a certain reason, mm-hmm. I know, Jeannie, you do a lot of that too.
We do. So, we have lots of, but if you want to donate to the flood relief, you can just send a check, or you can call me at central office. But you can send a check. Just make sure that you mark it flood relief so that I get it in the right account. And if you want a flood relief, and even specify it to go towards Pisgah Memorial Stadium, we can do that as well. We will use it for exactly the intended purpose.
And I appreciate that, Jeannie, and all that you and your directors and all do through the foundation. I don't know how we would make it in Haywood County now. And Mr. Posey, if you're listening out there, I know
Thank you.
Were very crucial in getting this foundation started, mm-hmm. and it's been a lifesaver. And all the people that have donated, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of our kids and families and staff. We love Haywood County. We're proud to be here. It's been an emotional couple of weeks, but the recovery has just been an outpouring of love.
And the outcome will be positive.
Thank you for that also, Mr. Carmen, and your great speech. Have a great day, Haywood County. See you soon.